Today we're building a filtered breakdown in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, but we're doing it properly. Not just a quick filter sweep, not just a fake tension moment. We're building something that feels like a real record arrangement moment, the kind of breakdown that breathes, teases the groove, protects the low end, and makes the drop come back with real authority. That's the mindset here. In DNB, especially in jungle and old school inspired tracks, the breakdown is not just a gap, it's part of the narrative. It's where you expose the hook, reduce the weight, and make the listener feel the return before it even happens. If you get this right, the next drop doesn't just arrive. It lands. Start with two things, one strong musical sample and one rhythmic bid. The sample could be a chord stab, a vocal hit, a dusty jazz phrase, an ambient fragment, or a chopped synth riff. The rhythmic bid can be the break loop, an amen variation, or a stripped-down drum pattern. Put them on separate audio tracks so you can control each one independently. And here's a really important point. If the sample loses all its personality when you filter it down, it's probably not the right sample. A filtered breakdown only works if the source sound still has character when it's narrowed. So choose something with identity, something that still feels like music even when the top and bottom are pulled away. Now trim the idea into an intentional 8 or 16 bars. Don't let it sprawl. Jungle and old-school DNB usually hit harder when the breakdown is short, focused, and narrative-driven. 8 bars gives you a tight, TJ-friendly transition. 16 bars gives you more room for a second lift or a deeper emotional arc. Either way, loop it and commit to the phrase length early. That keeps you honest while you shape the movement. A good way to think about the flow is this. The first few bars are restrained, the middle bars reveal more, and the final bars set up the return. You want the section to feel like it's progressing, not just sitting there with a filter on it. A breakdown with no internal shape can sound like a placeholder. That's the enemy. Now put auto filter on the musical sample. For the classic filtered breakdown feel, start with a low pass filter. Pull the cutoff down fairly low at the beginning, then automated opening over time. Depending on the sample, you might start anywhere around 300 Hz to 1.2 kHz. The exact number matters less than the feeling. You want it dark enough to create tension, but not so close that the phrase disappears. Keep resonance modest at first. A little resonance can make the cutoff sound more emotional and vocal, but too much starts to feel wistly or cheap. You want the filter to feel like a musical reveal, not a special effect sweep. If the sample is bright or noisy, don't try to solve everything with one massive filter motion. Sometimes a cleaner answer is to combine a low pass on one layer with a high pass on another, or to shape the mids with EQ alongside the filter. What to listen for here? Does the opening feel like tension releasing, or does it just sound brighter? And does the sample still read clearly when it's filtered, or does it turn into mush? If it's losing identity too early, slow the opening down. Hold the darker position longer. That patience is what creates the pressure. Now let's shape the break layer. This is where a lot of people either overdo it or underuse it. You do not want the break loop to dominate the breakdown. You want it to feel like the ghost of the groove. It should suggest motion, even while the arrangement is pulling back. A strong starting chain on the break is auto-filter into saturator. Thin the low end if needed, depending on the break. You might high-pass it or simply reduce the kick weight so it doesn't fight the drop later. If the break is too fizzy, tame the top end before adding more saturation. The goal is not a fully exposed drum loop. The goal is a rhythm that still breathes underneath the sample. This is why this works in DNB. The genre lives on tension, break edits, and contrast. If the breakdown keeps a little pulse alive, even in a stripped-back way, the section doesn't die. It feels like it's holding its shape while the energy is being pulled inward. That makes the return hit much harder. At this point, choose the flavor of the breakdown. You've basically got two strong directions. One is dusty nostalgia. In that version, the filter move is smoother, the sample opens more emotionally, and the break texture is a little more exposed. This is great for soulful jungle, vocal moments, and classic old-school flavor. The other is pre-drop menace. In that version, you keep the filter darker for longer, lean into a little more resonance at the cutoff, and maybe add a touch more saturation or grit. This works well for darker rollers, heavier jungle, and grimier DNB where the breakdown should feel like pressure building in the room. Pick one. Don't sit in the middle. If you try to make it both warm and hostile at the same time, the result often feels unsure of itself. Be deliberate. Now automate the space around the sample as well, not just the sample itself. That's a key move. You can raise the reverb send slightly during the breakdown, add a touch of delay to a vocal chop or stab, or widen only the upper layer if you want the breakdown to spread a bit. A cue on the break can also help clear out competing mids so the main phrase stays readable. A useful chain on the sample track could be auto-filter into EQ8 into saturator. Then on a return track, use echo or reverb, but keep it controlled. Short to medium decay, filtered return, and no giant wash that buries the groove. The atmosphere should support the phrase, not drown it. What to listen for here? Does the ambience help the sample speak, or does it bury the shape of the rhythm? If the breakdown feels like it's turning into fog, pull the reverb back and keep more dry attack present. Indeed, NB, clarity is power. Now give the breakdown a second phase. This is one of the most important ideas in the whole lesson. A strong breakdown usually has a mini arc inside it. So instead of one smooth linear filter sweep, think in stages. Hold it darker at the start. Open it gradually. Maybe pause or narrow it slightly. Then open more aggressively in the final bars. That kind of movement feels much more musical than a single long ramp. Jungle and old school D&B thrive on phrasing, edits, and changes in momentum. A breakdown that changes shape halfway through feels composed. A breakdown that just slowly opens can feel generic. You can reinforce that second phase with tiny changes in saturation or resonance rather than just making things louder. That keeps the mix intact while still creating motion. A small lift in the upper mids can often sound more like a reveal than a broad filter swing. Now let's talk about low end, because this is where the breakdown really earns its place in the arrangement. In DNB, the drop's impact depends heavily on the kick-sub relationship. So if you keep too much low end alive in the breakdown, the return loses power. You can hint at bass briefly, then remove it again. That tease is very effective. It might be the short bass note, a resampled sub hit, a filtered Reese fragment, or even a tonal drum hit if the track is more percussive. Keep it short. Keep it centered. Keep it intentional. You are not building a bass bed under the breakdown. You are hinting at the return. And if you need the low end to stay stable, utility is your friend. Narrow the low layer or keep the bass idea in mono so it stays focused. This is one of those simple technical choices that makes the whole arrangement feel more professional. What to listen for now? Does the breakdown still feel rhythmic when the low end is stripped back? And when you briefly tease a bass idea, does it make the next drop feel more inevitable? If yes, you're on the right path. If no, the breakdown might still be carrying too much weight. A really strong move is to test the breakdown against the section before it and the drop after it. Don't build this in isolation. Play the tail end of the first drop, then the breakdown, then the first few bars of the next drop. That's the real test. Ask yourself, does the energy retreat in a believable way? Does the next drop feel bigger because the breakdown actually cleared space? If the return feels weak, the breakdown probably has too much low mid clutter or too many competing transients. If it feels empty, you probably need more rhythmic residue, more sample presence, or a stronger second phase. This is also the point where printing to audio can be a smart move. If the filter motion feels good and the break texture is working, bounce it down and treat it like arrangement material. Then you can cut, reverse, or micro-edit the audio like a real part of the track. In Jungle especially, those tiny edits often feel more authentic than perfect automation. Now finish the section properly. Don't just open the filter and hope the drop does the rest. Give the end a proper phrase. A snare pickup, a reverse hit, a short break fill, a rising noise burst, or a delayed vocal stab trailing into the drop all work well. The last bar matters. The last two beats matter. Sometimes even a tiny moment of near silence right before the drop can make the re-entry feel massive. But that silence only works if the breakdown has been alive the whole time. Otherwise, it just feels like a gap. The breakdown should feel like it's heading somewhere. You should almost hear the next drop coming before it lands. A useful old-school style structure is simple. The first part is filtered and restrained, the middle opens the harmonic detail, and the final bars give you the pickup into the drop. That can be done with just one sample, one break layer, and a few smart automation lanes. You do not need a huge amount of material. You need intention. A couple of pro reminders here. First, the filter is a narrative tool, not just a special effect. If the cutoff is moving but nothing emotionally changes, the result will feel generic. Pair the opening with a new layer, a fill or a bass tease. Second, keep the sub either absent or extremely controlled. Silence down there can feel heavier than a weak low note. And third, don't overwash the whole thing in reverb. Filter the return, Shorten the decay and leave the groove intact. If you want a darker edge, try adding a little grit before or after the filter. Before the filter makes the sweep feel thicker and more aggressive. After the filter makes the open section feel brighter and more present. Both are useful. Just choose based on whether you want more pressure during the sweep or more reveal at the end. And if the filter sweep starts sounding generic, try shaping the motion with small EQ changes instead of a bigger cutoff swing. A subtle lift in the upper mids near the end can feel more like a reveal and less like a stock effect.